Big Red Bench.
We'd been waiting for a couple of weeks now, I suppose, since the Carrigaline game, and guys are gearing up. And I suppose since the weekend, now things have hotted up a little bit around the place, and the place is bedecked in green and white, and the school are got involved. And yeah, the fever is starting to rise there, I suppose, yeah.
How are preparations going?
Preparations aren't bad, Rory. I suppose we've had much of the same preparations as we've had all year, and we're managing them in that we have five or six guys who are away in Limerick and Dublin and college, and we have to train during the week without these guys. But yeah, the numbers otherwise have been quite good. So preparations have gone to plan as they've been all year, so we have nothing strange to report on that front, you know.
Yeah, and you have everyone flying fit and ready to go.
Well, yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Right. It's just been a long year, guys. Most of these guys have been hurling as well, and I thought we're no different to any other team in that the hard ground, which was great for the summer weather. The hard ground has taken its toll on fellas' legs, I think, a bit. We have some fellas suffering with kind of what we call shin splints and stuff from the hard ground, but the last week or so has softened it a bit now. We have one or two people on the treatment table, but hopefully by Sunday these guys should be okay.
Okay, the last time you were in a final, you won it back in 2009, the Premier Intermediate. Obviously you must be delighted to be in another position to to win it again, I suppose.
Ah, yeah, sure. Look, it's great. You don't get the finals every day of the week, and it's great to get to the final for the young fellas. And, you know, we won it in 2009. There's a few of those guys still around. And Mannings and, say, the Donovans and Alan Quirk, Fiacre Lynch, these guys. But for the younger guys, we have a good sprinkling of under-21s that won the county last year. But this is a different scenario altogether from that victory. But, yeah, it's great to get up there again because... you know, it brings a bit of focus around the place again, and the football that the boys played last year under 21, it's a summer award for these guys, is stepping up into a higher level, you know.
Yeah, has there been so there's obviously been a lot of kind of younger players coming through, so do you have a good mixture of youth and experience?
Yeah, you could say that, Rory. It's the typical example, if you like. We probably have, depending on the team for Sunday, which we haven't sat down to try and pick yet, we would probably have certainly half the team would have been on the under-21 team last year.
Okay.
And we might have one guy, two guys who have just come out of minor last year. We'd be pushing for a spot. So, yeah, you're talking about maybe 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 guys who would be from 18 to 21. So, and then the rest of the other half a dozen them would be more seasoned campaigners, the likes of Kevin Canty and Fiacre Lynch, Norrie Donovan, the captain, Alan Quirk, you know, these kind of guys who bring the experience to the team then. So, yeah, there's a good mix and they seem to gel well enough, you know.
Yeah, you competed in the senior championship for 2 years. Has that experience stood to you in a way?
Yeah, I suppose the experience for the older guys, of course, you know, the older age, Rory, you can't buy experience. But for the older guys to play at that level, it has brought them, of course, onto it. They know what it's like to be up there. And playing at that club level is different to playing at that division level. I think it comes more closer to the bone when you're playing it for your club. Now, it was only a short period, a couple of years, but definitely it was a learning curve for the older guys in our team. And while it's a great achievement to get up there, when you're up there, and it's a whole new ball game altogether, you know. So for the younger fellas, you know, they will relish the prospect of maybe getting a chance to get up there with a victory on Sunday, because they know it's a different stratosphere altogether at senior championship level.
Yeah, looking at the game now on Sunday against Napiercy, do you think the game will be a tactical battle? Will it be quite defensive, or do you think it'll be a free-flowing game?
Well,
you don't want to give too much away, obviously.
Well, no. I mean, we have played kind of much the same as we've done all year. You know, looking at the stats as it stands on the county board website there this morning, they're saying that Pearson have played 7 matches and we've played 3. We had a bye in the fourth round. We played much the same way all the time. We like to play a bit of football if we can, but we like to play it hard and fair. And like as I said, we have so many young guys in the team. These guys like to express themselves. The game itself will depend on the weather. I believe that the forecast towards the weekend might be a little bit inclement. But I would be hoping for maybe a dry day or a dry few hours at least. The sock might be a little bit heavier, which would maybe affect our younger fellas. I don't know. A tactical battle, I'm not so sure. I don't read too much into tactics, Rory, at this level. I just like to let the guys go out there and play a bit of football. And it has served us well this year so far. You know, we've got good results, both league and championship. And I'd be just looking for much the same again, really.
What kind of a threat do Napiercy pose? As you said, they've played 7 times. Have you got a chance to look at them?
Yeah, I've seen them once, Rory, and I'm cautiously, how would I say, very wary of their threat. I saw them in action against Bantry, and was very impressed with them. Played nice control football. Some big men around the field. I mean, without mentioning the likes of Sean Oga and John Gardner, they have a few other guys who can play football, fine big men, good on the ball. They have fitness levels because I think the vast majority of that team were also involved with the hurling, and they only went out of that, we'd say, 3 weeks ago. So they've had a bit of time now to work on their football skills, and I would be very wary of them. Beating Bantry any day is a good day for a team. We played them in the league. We played Bantry earlier on this year and we beat them. But a very tough game and we came out on top, and glad to come out on top. So I will be pushing Napiercig way up there at that level as well. So we certainly won't be underestimating them, because Napiercig, okay, it might be strange to see them in a football final, but Napiercig in a county final is a different kettle of fish altogether. And I'm sure they're not coming there to make up the numbers. Of course, neither are we. So we will be respecting them well. So while we'll play our own game, we'll be very wary of the threat that they pose.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It was totally unexpected at the start of the season, to be honest. But I won't say the hurlers losing was of benefit to us, because, you know, we were both complimenting each other. You know, one win 1 week was complimenting the following week. It was given all the players, because it was probably 75% starting on both teams. But, you know, we've got there now, unexpectedly, I suppose, in a lot of places. But, you know, deep down, we always felt as a group that we were strong enough and good enough to get there. So just, you know, see how it goes on the day.
Yeah. How are preparations going in the lead up to the final? Is training going well? Do you feel that you're carrying good form into the match?
Well, we've had good form for the past 4 or 5 games. And, you know, this will be our 3rd week playing football continuously. If you know anything about us, you know that's a major achievement for us to be footballing 3 weeks in a row, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, for previous championship matches, we might have only had 1 or 2 nights to prepare, you know, because hurling is obviously a priority in the Pearsix, and the last 3 weeks have been extremely beneficial to us and brought us on in leaps and bounds.
Right, okay. And have you everyone available? Everyone's...
Everybody bar Darren Mannix and Patrick Murphy, 2 of them are injured.
Okay.
Has a knee injury, and Patrick Murphy has a broken thumb. But other than that, everybody else is fine.
Just looking at the club, Dermot, it was a major blow for the club to be relegated to the Premier Intermediate. How did the players? Is there many of them players playing now that were on that team that were relegated?
Oh, there would be quite a large chunk of the guys who played that season 2 years ago would still be involved, and you know they probably feel maybe that there's a bit of unfinished business to get the club back up, because they were raring to do it last year, but things just didn't go well for us last year. We didn't get the breaks. So I think there's a bit of unfinished business in a lot of these guys' minds. And hopefully that's the attitude that they'll bring to the day.
Yeah, obviously there hasn't been that much of a rebuilding needed in the team. As you said, if most of the players were playing back then, they're still playing now. What do you think maybe is the kind of change in that? Is it kind of a mental attitude, or...?
I think when we got the job at the start of the year this year, I sat down with my 2 selectors and I decided, look, we'll do it very, very low-key. We put no pressure on the lads. If they could, you know, we leave the guys that played hurling only, or that played hurling as well, you know, we leave them focused totally on the hurling. If they could give us maybe one night every 2 or 3 weeks, we do a bit of football with them, nothing major, just handling the ball and stuff. And as the season progressed, I think we have more footballers now that don't play hurling than we have had in the past, so we could always have kind of a structured training session with the guys who didn't play hurling, you know. So and it just built from there.
Yeah, and obviously putting in those structures makes a massive difference, because you're not burning out players as well, aren't you now?
Well, that's a huge factor in GA, unfortunately, and that's down to the structure of the championships as well. It's trying to run 2 championships simultaneously, to my mind, it doesn't work, you know, and it doesn't help anyone, but unfortunately they're the decisions that are made at county board level, and we can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Looking at your final now, coming up this Sunday against Valley Rovers, just looking at the game itself first, how do you think it'll play out? I asked the Valley Rovers manager about maybe possible tactics, and he kind of dismissed tactics at the Premier Intermediate level. He says that he just wants his players to go out and play. Are you kind of that same mantra, or will you be kind of designing your team in such a way to benefit ye?
Well, all year, like anybody who tells you that they don't focus on team's key men, you know, they're lying. So, you know, we know they've got very talented players. They know we've got very talented players. I presume they'll have plans for our danger guys. I won't say we'll have plans for anyone because we normally line up 15 on 15 and leave the game develop, see how it goes. And, you know, the games kind of grow into themselves and you move guys if you need to move them. You make switches if you need to make switches. But we have total faith in our players. You know, 15 on 15, we have total and complete faith in the guys to read the game and see what's needed, see where we might be struggling, you know. And guys, I got 15 captains on the field, you know, and it's fantastic.
Just looking at Valley Rovers, I know you mentioned that you kind of focus on yourselves and you set out your team 1 to 15, but is there, the Valley Rovers pose a threat, especially with Fiacre Lynch inside? I think he scored 2-7 in the semi-final. So, I mean, okay, you will set out 1 to 15, but he must be a threat that has to be curbed.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Whichever guy of our full-back line, or maybe he'll line out half hard, we don't know. Whoever marks him knows he has a huge task ahead of him, and it's just to stay disciplined and not to mark the name, but to mark the actual, mark the man, not mark the name, you know, and give it your best shot. If it works, fantastic. If it doesn't, you know, give it as everything you've got until such a time as we need to make a change. You know, it would be very disrespectful to the Valley Rover squad to just to focus on one guy, you know, because they're a very talented team. And, you know, I'd imagine they've got five other forwards and a couple of midfielders who can put balls over the bar as well, and some wing-backs. So, you know, it's a total focus for everybody, you know, not just one guy.
Yeah. Obviously, every club, especially dual clubs, they want to play at the top level in the county. So, I mean, for you to win, there's two carrots really for you in the sense that, first off, if you do win, you go into a Munster round, which is obviously fantastic, and it leads on to a possible Crow Park outing. But not only that, you return to senior championship, and that's where every dual club wants to play at in both hurling and football, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a fantastic honour to play senior hurling and football for your club. There's not many clubs left doing it now at the moment, really, is there? We were one for such a long time, and, you know, it was always a badge of pride to wear that you played senior hurling and football, you know, for all the guys who were lucky enough to do that, you know. But as I said, the major carrots of progressing, we're not even thinking of that. Like, we're not speaking about winning for the past 3 weeks, and neither are we speaking of losing. We're speaking about performance on the day, and that's key. You know, you don't heap pressure on your players. You go and leave them do what they're good at, and keep them grounded, keep them focused on doing what they can do best. And, you know, if the outcome is positive, the outcome is positive. That's a bonus, you know.
Yeah. And finally, last question, Jeremy, before I leave you go. You obviously want your local supporters and everyone to come down and really give the team the biggest lift they possibly can.
Oh, it'll be fantastic to see the parish out. As to whether that materialises now is another thing, because we haven't been supported greatly all season, you know, which was quite surprising. But, you know, people have different things to do nowadays. There's a lot of distractions. But, you know, I'm hoping the parish of Farnery and Fairhill and Parklands and all the surrounding areas near the club, and a lot of old club people, I hope they come out and support us this weekend, because, you know, the players deserve it, because the work they put in, like, this is their 14th championship match this year, the guys who play both, you know, which is a huge commitment for an amateur player. The Big Red Bench.